Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Talk to us, man. This Chilean president. What's happening
here? Well, it's actually the candidate that's running for office. You know, we've talked about on VFN Torch and VFN Radio about what's happening in South America. You know, in Ecuador, the president of Ecuador, he actually said that if they pass any kind of bills in Ecuador referring to, you know, abortions and the killing of babies, that he threatened to resign. This is happening in Ecuador.
Wow.
And then, of course, we know about the evangelist that went to Paraguay.
We'll be looking for it while you're talking.
Yes. Nick.
Yes. Nick.
Nick. He went down there. And
from Australia.
No arms, no legs.
Same accent.
It's the universal accent. It's Australian, German, it's Spanish. I like that. Anyway, so
you
Nick,
gotta stick to what you know.
I see. Just label it.
Don't put it on.
Come on. Bring us back. So Nick goes to Paraguay and he gets the parliament there and has them just, you know, cry out
on
for
their knees,
nation.
On
their
praying,
knees. Beautiful video.
Asking God to bless. You can see that on the VFN Torch.
Yeah, and we encourage you to post it on Facebook, to send as many.
Nick to Congress in U.S., to the Senate and to the House of Representatives.
He'll pray. He'll encourage them to get on their knees and see God.
Farewell.
Well, now the candidate that's running, according to the Christian Post, in Chile for president, her name is Evelyn Mathie. She recently met with evangelicals to discuss her biblical conservative agenda. There's a video on YouTube. The quality is not poor. It's poor. That's why we're not sharing it with you today. But she's actually, you know, praying on, you know, on video, and someone's leading her to the Lord, and she's praying, giving her life to God. And she says, listen to what she says. She says, I pledge to continue with the future of our government, and God willing, if I get there, that nothing will be done against what the Bible says. This is her pledge. If you elect me as
Which
president,
country?
Chile. This is in South America.
And forget about Texas. I'm gonna be Chilean.
Oh my goodness, is that awesome?
¿Cómo está, Chile?
Yeah, right.
She says she's not for abortion. She's not for euthanizing.
Killing folks,
right. You know, our elderly.
Abortion and euthanization is killing folks on both ends.
Yeah.
Killing babies is abortion, and killing older folks or people they don't think is deemed necessary to live, it'd be euthanasia, what they did in New Orleans during Hurricane Katrina.
Right. So I just think that's just so encouraging. She just boldly puts it out there like that, who she is, and she says, listen, if you put me, God willing, you put me in office, I will not do anything that goes against what the Bible says.
That's a test for them.
And
that's
I said, wow, that is a
huge... That's a clear, make a choice test for these guys.
So it's pretty encouraging. You're seeing that South America, what's happening. You have, you know, these countries that are you know, down on this continent. And it's like, my goodness, Lord, you know, let these fires continue to spread, and we need candidates like that that will stand up and say, look, I'm for God, I am a Christian, and I'm not going to put any kind of law or legislation that contradicts what God's word says. I'm just not going to do it. Be on record, you know, and I thought that was so cool. It's encouraging to see the Congressman Jeff Miller speak so boldly about Israel and his stand when we saw him, and we talked about this on VFN Radio last week, if you missed it. I mean, we need as many people that are going to stand with God and with Israel in leadership right now and to say it the way it is. And it starts with us, you know. If we turn our hearts back, then we'll make sure that we have representatives in those key positions that are willing to stand for God. I mean, we can turn this nation back. We also talked about on that segment where, you know, is it 630,000?
Per representatives?
Right.
700,000.
Population in a state for every congressman.
How awesome is that?
Yeah.
You know, so from a grassroots effort, those that are giving their life, 600,000 people in that area give their lives to God, and one of they will put a representative from amongst them that will represent biblical godly values. And I think, wow, that's pretty encouraging.
Yeah, make sure you go back and listen to the segment on Congressman Jeff Miller.
Yeah.
What is the title of the segment there?
We will get it for
you. We spent some time with him this last Wednesday. And he's met with President Assad. He's been a part of all of this. He's there every day in Washington. and some of the things that he shared with us. You need to go back and listen to this. In your area, your congressperson, you can actually send this to your congressperson and say, listen, you need to have this same mindset. Yeah.
It's called Congressman Jeff Miller Shares Sobering Reality About Israel and the Potential Nuclear Arms Race. You don't want to miss it.
Yeah, and it's cranking up a huge notch. And he even talks about, I think one of the most profound things is a person who's in the know when they say it's getting scarier and scarier.
Right.
No doubt.
And so many people just go, everything's fine. Uh-huh. Everything's fine. Almost like that movie theater thing that said prisoners at the top of it. What do you want me to make them do? I'm like, oh my goodness, you traitor. Did it ever go off? Did the thing ever even happen?
I don't know. It stayed on there, I think. It stayed on there.
No, okay. I'm talking about that movie thing.
Oh, I don't know. We all left.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, that's right. We did leave.
We all left.
It said prisoners over the door. I'm sorry. This is an option. I don't want to go into a place that says prisoners over it. Man, especially when God's speaking about what he's saying.
The whole church is gathered there.
What are y'all doing? It's like nobody had a leader. And the guy's going like, I am a worship leader. I know what's going on. The voice running the guy.
All the prisoners go in. They're like, no, no.
And I'm like, you're a worship leader? You should know better. What are you doing? God's watching this happen, you know. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.